I speak to you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning, Christ Church Cathedral. Wow, it is very nostalgic to be here again with you all as we gather to celebrate our Lord Jesus Christ. As I began my return to the Pioneer Valley, my mind and heart were flooded with so many amazing memories of my time here and of you all. I give God thanks for bringing us together again. When I left the cathedral, I was sent to seminary, the School of Theology at the University of the South, Sewanee, in Tennessee. And let me tell you, it was a journey. Moving to Tennessee was nerve-wracking. There was so much that I was uncertain of, and so many questions began to fill my mind. Will they like me? Will I like them? What's it going to be like in the South? Are the people there racist? God, are you sure this is where you want to send me? Is the barbecue as good as everyone says it is? And trust me, it is, okay? So many questions. Just like before moving here, during my time in the Episcopal Service Corps, it felt much like that, but it was also different. You see, when I left the cathedral and the Pioneer Valley, I was a different person. My spiritual journey had deepened, and I was being sent off with so much love and so many prayers from you all. You, all the people, the faithful people of God, who are born of water and spirit. It was your kindness, your gentleness, your love, your prayers that helped me to make a leap like that. I felt more able to do the work God called me to do because I knew that God was going to show up again in new people and new faces and new experiences when I moved to Tennessee. But also that I was prepared by being your intern and friend. When I left, you all gave me a Book of Common Prayer and hymnal for my studies and prayer. In it, you all wrote so many prayers and well wishes for me, and I held it so close to me as I studied and worked and prayed in seminary. Not a day went by that I did not think of you all and pray for you all and for this diocese. And now, I have returned yet again to share in the mystery of our faith in Christ Jesus, and it is such a gift to be here with you all. You may notice some things that are different about me. I am now a deacon in God's church, and let me tell you, it has also been a journey getting to this point. There were a lot of ups and downs, twists and turns, doubts and reassurances, tears and moments of laughter. But through it all, God has remained faithful to us all. See, this is a part of what we hear in today's gospel. During the season of Lent, we are reminded of God's faithfulness to us, and that faithfulness is deeply rooted in life-changing love for us and for all of creation. There is no greater truth than this love we receive in Christ Jesus. It has the power to bring people near and far together for worship and praise, service and hospitality, love and faith. I am overwhelmed with the immense experiences of God's love here at the cathedral, down south at my seminary, and at the church I currently serve called Grace in Silver Spring, Maryland, in the Diocese of Washington, which is my home diocese. I have seen what this love can do, how it stands by you in your darkest moments and weakest moments, giving strength to our faint hearts. I have seen what this love can do when a beloved family member dies, or a hard transition happens in the home, or when a life-threatening diagnosis is given. I have seen this love come in and take a seat right with us, healing us, guiding us, bringing us together no matter how far we are. This love holds us together and we are never truly apart. It is this love that God gave us, gave the world for the assurance of eternal life and salvation. In today's gospel, Jesus himself, the incarnate love of God, is reminding us of what it means to believe in him. It means many things, all of the joys of eternal life, the assurance of salvation, and the presence of ever-flowing love. These gifts, these blessings, are what God gives us. See, even in Lent, we are reminded of what God himself gave up. We aren't the only ones who give up things for Lent and for the season. Even God has given up and continues to give his only Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, for us and for all of the world. How do we know? Because we are born of water and spirit, united to each other and to Christ Jesus in baptism. The waters of baptism and the Spirit of God are the keys to our life in Christ, to the hope that we long for. This is the love that God gives us each day. A love that is not about condemning us or leaving us to our own vices, but a saving love, an all-embracing love, a love that we share here together and out there in the world. And that is our charge from God, to also give up love. Give love to those who need it the most, to those who do us wrong, to each other, to ourselves, and back to God. It becomes a never-ending cycle of love in the midst of humanity, which we know can be so dark and bleak sometimes. Even then, and most certainly always, the love is present. I know this because I know you all. Love is in every single one of you, on your hearts, on the tips of your fingers, and in the embrace that you all give. Thanks be to God for giving us love in Christ Jesus, because without it, we surely would be lost. Without it, the world would remain in darkness. But we know the one who gives us eternal life. We know the one who has come to save the world, the one who knows us, the one who sees us, the one who loves us. What a joy it is, what a gift. And we must share that love, the love of Jesus, just as you all have shared it with me. Keep sharing it with each other. Share it with your friends, with your family, with your neighbors. Share this love. These are the heavenly things that Jesus talks to us about, and how beautiful it is that we get to experience and share in them. All of this is about love. This life and the life after is a journey into all-consuming godly love. A faithful love that burns so bright it can never be extinguished. A love that flows so deeply that it can never run dry. A love for you, a love for me, a love for all of the world. Can you imagine a love like that? It can be sometimes hard to fully understand God's love for us, but we know that Jesus is still moving, which means love is still here. I give God thanks for you all. Each and every one of you are expressions of God's love. And may you all know this today and all the days of your life. Give love. Share love. Be love. Amen.